A project at Unitech designed to hothouse innovation and business skills. Dr. Chris de Groot will tell us about that. And also the changing face of content, entertainment and media, and how it's all going mobile. Rich Frank, a former chairman of Disney Television and president of Disney Studios and recent investor in Auckland company Hyperfactory, will tell us about that. And also fashion designer Jum Nakao talks about causing a sensation and what the future holds for fashion and art. My Radio New Zealand national voice is going quite well, I think. It's been over an hour now, still managing to maintain that lovely modulation. Now, if you want to grow plants quickly and richly, you need to get a greenhouse. And if you want to hothouse business talent, you need a hothouse. That's the theory behind the hothouse initiative at Unitech. It's the brainchild of Dr. Chris de Groot, senior lecturer at Unitech School of Design, and Dean Preble from the Institute's Business School. This research and development centre brings together a range of design-led businesses to collaborate on innovative new products and services. The idea was strong enough to attract over $1 million in funding and has already seen some success stories. And Chris de Groot is here to talk about it. Welcome.
Thanks, Kahuska. Thanks very much.
So you've been in the country 4 years. What brought you here?
My wife, a Kiwi.
And what was your experience in London?
I was a product designer and an innovation consultant and did a bit of teaching on the side. And so generally playing in the fertile territory of idea creation and design and the creative industries in general, really.
Now, we have a problem in this country in that sometimes we get rocket surgeons and brain scientists coming here to immigrate and they end up getting jobs as taxi drivers way below their qualifications. How were you able to actually do something that you like doing?
Well, I did try to attract industry to what I had been doing initially, but it was really the universities and polytechnics who knew what I was talking about first off. Over the last 4 years, I have found that industry are coming to the party a lot more now and are aware of and are starting to participate in the new ways that we can bring about products and services and generate new markets. So it's getting interesting. It's getting really exciting now.
So were you approached to create something like this, or was this your response to what you were seeing around you?
This was my response. I'd been teaching the design students and a variety of other disciplines around creativity and innovation at Unitech for a couple of years, and I realised that listening to the news and intelligent people like yourself commenting on what New Zealand's economy needs, that the small and medium-sized businesses in this country, they don't have enough energy or time and money to keep coming up with great ideas. And in fact, they can't usually afford to do that. I heard a phrase recently that most New Zealand businesses are only 2 weeks away from bankruptcy. They just can't afford to keep experimenting and taking risks. So the purpose of the hothouse is for students and young graduate design talent and business talent to be put in a position where more than one business comes together, and this team of young people then come up with ideas between these businesses. So they don't have to do a lot to generate new possibilities for investment, for growth, for innovation, what have you. And this is where it gets really exciting, is where, let's say we bring a company that make wetsuits together with a company that make mobile phones, and the students generate wet phones or mobile suits.
That's great. So it's getting people who are good at what they're doing under the same roof.
That's right,
to do that together.
And critically as well, there's a level of difference that's required. So the firms are all quite different that we play with. And the students come from different disciplines. We've got interior designers, product designers, business students.
From within Unitech?
From within Unitech. And hopefully in the future it'll grow to the point where we invite the students from other institutions. to play in it as well.
Is this something that is already happening overseas?
It's in a few areas of excellence. Yeah, you'll find it in like California, in Singapore, Japan, and recently London. But you know, we couldn't point at more than maybe half a dozen places around the world where this is happening.
Wow! So this is quite special.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. It's quite scary.
It started a year ago. How long did you think it would? Were you planning for it to go for?
Well, we've definitely got another year's worth of projects and excitement in the pipeline. We've got another 6 months of funding from the government.
Excellent.
From the Tertiary Education Commission. And so our real goal now is to pull a few big winners out of the bag and make sure this project stays sustainable. We've got one patent in the pipeline and several design registrations. So perhaps, you know, within the next 12 months, the project can actually start earning its own way in the world.
Is that the plan? Is it survival dependent on producing good ideas?
Yeah, in part. Yeah, when we come up with these really good ideas, the market decides ultimately if the ideas are really good, and so that's when the investors come to the table and say, "Yeah, we want a piece of that," and the companies get all excited and keep following it through. So we've got two or three on the table at the moment that we're really excited about, and that's really when. You know, education, in a sense, takes the acid test, because when education meets people like investors and entrepreneurs and they ask really direct and hard questions, that's when we know where we are in relationship to business reality. And they do ask some pretty direct questions.
You look at creativity in business brains, and they're supposed to traditionally involve the different halves. You know, a lot of artists aren't very good at the business side of things, and you know, a lot of business side maybe aren't as creative. What two strengths do your business people and your design and your young students draw from each other?
I think in a sense you've already said it, but I think specifically. The designers and the artists, they realize that the business people get things done when they say they're going to get them done.
Which is very
really,
hard for artists.
Very hard. But as anyone who's not an artist understands, it's so important, because if you can't...
Meet deadlines.
If you can't meet deadlines, then everybody walks away. And the thing that the business people... really get out of it is starting to just free themselves up and think outside, think outside the square, and just shake themselves free of their assumptions around what creativity is supposed to be. Because in some ways it's not that hard. It's just a matter of going through a set of steps to open up enough mental space to play around. And as adults, we forget so easily what it's like to play and what fun that is.
That's so important, isn't it? I'm a big one of that. You've got to play and have fun in what you're doing.
Yeah.
I love the example that you used in something I read. You say, what would you do if you collided Kathmandu and Navman creatively, and you'd get a Navmandu, which I guess would be like a polo fleece outfit which had a Navman built in so that you would never be lost again. What are some of the exciting ideas that you've seen already and that we may even be able to see in life?
Well, because I'm in development, I'd have to kill you after I tell you. But, I can't really do that to the rest of the country.
No.
But there's one that's already in the process of being secured that's really, that's really, really wild. It's a garden gnome, which has been, neglected for a long time, I think, garden gnome.
They always get bad press.
They do. They're naughty little characters, in a way pretty dull, but we've taken the garden gnome and given it a bit of a design makeover and brought to it biodegradability So we're making it out of a very fancy plastic, which basically melts away over a period of time under the, you know, from the pressure of the weather. And in its place grows flowers or a bush or a tree.
Wow.
So this is basically a kind of garden ornament that helps teach kids and people about life cycles and ecosystems and things like that.
And it's not just an ugly thing that sits in the garden forever until it starts getting chipped.
This is the perfect gift because people can give, you know, a gnome away and then the gift, you know, the gift receiver knows that it's not going to last for more than 6 weeks and then they can have
their
garden back.
That's how long the...
Oh, we can dial this up or down. It can be anywhere between 4 weeks and 4 months.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, that one was pretty wild. And initially, everyone's saying, you know, you're just bonkers. But it's actually a good idea.
That's a great idea. I'm very intrigued by the mention of marine bath toys.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about those?
Oh, again, you know, it's pretty hush-hush. I can't get too far into it, but... yeah, we've got a lot of feedback from Kiwi entrepreneurs in the toy area, and they've really helped us tweak what we initially came up with. It was a good idea initially, and they said, yeah, but the bath market, the bath toy market, is actually shrinking because
there's a lot of baths anymore.
Well, yeah, you know, we just walk around.
Everyone's a shower dude.
Yeah, exactly, and most places are being built. In the world, anyway, in the world market, without baths, across Asia and continental Europe particularly. So so we've shifted our emphasis on that particular project to take those considerations into account. But this is the great thing about working together with not just business in general, but with the people who make things happen, either the entrepreneurs and the investors and the distributors, because they'll give you immediate and direct feedback about what's really happening. Rather than talking with you know,
rather than having to Google it and look up things on the net.
Well, and you never get the latest and you know most relevant information on the net. You'll get the generic information that everybody can get.
It seems that this hothouse is growing a new type of business community, one that's quite dynamic and that also incorporates the dreams of the young. I could say that as well. That's quite exciting, especially with the whole knowledge economy and how we're going to have to find new ways of sort of getting ahead in the world.
I think it is an exciting development, and I hope it continues to grow. It is often difficult to keep these kinds of business networking type ventures afloat. I noticed that another one is recent, and another big New Zealand venture like that has just gone down. I think the strength here is that you've got really young people, you know, 20 to 30 year olds involved, and they have a lot of energy, but they just don't have the wisdom. The guys and girls with the wisdom and the experience, they don't have the time or the energy. So we get little bits of them, and we get lots of energy from the young people, and the entrepreneurs and the investors. Well, you know, they'll pick up the results and run with them if we can generate them.
I guess another nice byproduct of that is that these students might actually stay here.
Well, yeah, that's the other part of it. If they can be a part of growing businesses, then. Yeah, then you know they're not going to walk away from that. They'll see their student loans being paid off a lot faster than if they did go and do their OA
to work at a pub,
exactly,
or a temping agency.
Yeah, I mean we've got two guys who were going to go to Milan to the International Design Fair in April, rather than going on an OA to work on a train
they
or on a bus.
They can go straight from New Zealand.
They'll
to
go from
where
here with
be.
Their designs to Europe, show them, maybe catch the eye of some distributors or some manufacturers, have a bit of a holiday and come back and come up with some more crazy stuff. That's the idea.
How long do you see this going for?
Well, ideally, you know, this would for 1,000 years.
Yeah, yeah. You've just received more funding, so it's going to expand, which is fantastic news.
That's right, yeah. And I think the next There are two big things that we want to achieve now. One is we're building sustainable design and life cycle thinking into what we do, so that not only are we making business and economically viable products, but also products and services that are
enhance our quality of life.
Enhance the quality of life.
The marine bath toys.
Yeah. And the other thing is, yeah, I mean, ultimately, it would be great to be able to develop a bespoke centre for this. We've got a really great space at Unitech with lots of nice chairs and flashy computers. Oh, yeah, we've got a coffee machine. I think it's the only one in Unitech. It's great. But, yeah, the next step will be to create an innovation centre, the type of thing that you often read about in Massachusetts or Cambridge.
Right. So we could even attract experts in design and business from overseas coming here to learn about how it's done here, and expand the networks.
That's exactly it. Yeah,
it's a great thing you're doing for this country, Chris. Good on you, fighting the good fight. More immigrants like you, please. Maybe some decent soccer players as well would be nice. Dr. Chris de Groot. And to find out more about the Hot House, go to hothouse.net.nz.